The following program is intended for mature audiences.
Music. It's 9 o'clock here on Sunday night at WRIR 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio. I am P. Swan, and I'll be here with you for 2 hours. Big shout out to DJ Carlito for yet another fabulous edition of If Music Could Talk. I've kind of reached into the grab bag this week and have a little bit of everything. But I thought in honor of DJ Carlito's propensity and fondness for playing Indian music, I would start out with Asha Bhushi and her chorus doing a cut from a new compilation of the Bollywood Brothers and a little bit of Indian movie music. Give me a call if you have something nice to say at 804-649-9737. I will get that post up shortly. And you can follow along the playlist as I roll.
Hello, everybody.
Hi!
Smashing! Groovy! Fab!
Terrific! Fantastic!
What a beaut!
ये तो time time की बात है Johnny. Time time की बात.
Right!
Fight!
को घबराना, बदलेगा वक्त जमाना, सब खा जाएंगे बात। ये तो टाइम टाइम की बात है जानी, टाइम टाइम की बात,
ये है टाइम टाइम की बात है जानी, टाइम टाइम की बात।
रॉन्ग या राइट?
राइट।
Comes that wicked man. I am a wicked man. I have a wicked plan. I'm gonna eat you up. Yes, I'll have you for my sup. And when the music stops, I'll pop you in my pot. And now I guess you see, you got to come with me. A wicked man, indeed. A wicked man, I'm wicked down to my knees. You know I'm wicked to my knees. Stirring some potatoes and some black-eyed peas. Stirring some tomatoes and some celery, please. Stir it up, stir it up, stir it again. Now I'm gonna come on back to some of your friends. Here I come, here I come, here I come again. Oh, I am a wicked man. I have big hairy hands. Come for number two, I'll pop you in my stew. And when the music stops, I'll pop you in my pot. And now I guess you see, you got to come with me. A wicked man, indeed. A wicked man, I'm wicked down to my knees. You know I'm wicked to my knees. Stirring some potatoes and some black-eyed peas. Stirring some tomatoes and some celery, please. Stir it up, stir it up, stir it again. Now I'm gonna come on back with some of your friends. Here I come, here I come, here I come again. Oh, I am a wicked man. I'm from a wicked land. Come for number three. Now who's that gonna be? And when the music stops, I'll pop you in my pot. And now I guess you see, you got to come with me. A wicked man, indeed. A wicked man, I'm wicked down to my knees. You know I'm wicked to my knees. Stirring some potatoes and some black-eyed peas. Stirring some tomatoes and some celery, please. Stir it up, stir it up, stir it again. Now I'm gonna come on back for some of your friends. Here I come, here I come, here I come again. Oh, I am a wicked man. now you understand. I'll come for number four, then I'll come get more. And when the music stops, I'm gonna pop you in my pot. And now I guess you see, you got to come with me. A wicked man, indeed. A wicked man, I'm wicked down to my knees. You know I'm wicked to my knees. Stirring some potatoes and some black-eyed peas. Stirring some tomatoes and some celery, please. Stir it up, stir it up, stir it again. Now I'm gonna come on back for some of your friends. Here I come, here I come, here I come again. Oh, I am a wicked man. I have a wicked plan. But you all got away. Come back here, I say. While you're all in your seats, there's nothing left to eat. Nothing left to do but come and get you. A wicked man, indeed. A wicked man, I'm wicked down to my knees. You know I'm wicked to my knees. Wicked, wicked man, wicked, wicked man. Wicked, 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 wicked man.
That's a fine motorbike. A girl could feel special on any such like. Says James to Red Molly, my hat's off to you. It's a Vincent Black Lightning 1952. And I've seen you at the corners and cafes, it seems. Red hair and black leather, my favorite color scheme. And he pulled around behind and down to Box Hill they did ride. Oh, says James to Red Molly, is a ring for your right hand. But I tell you in earnest, I'm a dangerous man. For I've fought with the law since I was 17. I robbed many a man to get my Vincent machine. Now I'm 21 years, I might make 22. And I don't mind dying but for the love of you. And if fate should break my stride, then I give you my Vincent to ride. Sergeant McRae, for they're taking a young James A.D. for armed robbery. Shotgun blast hit his chest, left nothing inside. Oh, come down Red Molly to his dying bedside. When she came to the hospital, there wasn't much left. He was running out of a road, he was running out of breath. But he smiled to see her cry. I said, I'll give you my Vincent to ride. Francis James. In my opinion, there's nothing in this world beats a 52 Vincent and a red-headed girl. Now mountains and Indians and Grievouses won't do. Ah, they don't have a soul like a Vincent 52. Oh, you reached for a hand and you slipped her the keys. Said, I've got no further use for these. I see angels and aerials in leather and chrome, swooping down from heaven to carry me home. And he gave her one last kiss and died. And he gave her his Vincent to ride.
Another June, another sunny honeymoon, another season, another reason for making whoopee. A lot of shoes, a lot of rides. The groom is nervous, he answers twice. It's really killing that he's so willing to make whoopee. Picture a little love nest down where the roses cling. Picture that same sweet love nest. Think of a year next spring. He's washing dishes and baby clothes. He's so ambitious, he even sews. But don't forget, folks, that's what you get, folks, for making whoopee. Another year, or maybe less. What's this I hear? Well, you can confess. She feels neglected, and he's suspected of making whoopee. She sits alone most every night. He doesn't phone, he doesn't write. He says he's busy, but she says, is he? He's making whoopee. Well, he doesn't make much money, only 5,000 per. Some judge who thinks he's funny says, you pay 6 to her. He says, but judge, what if I fail? Judge says, budge, right into jail. You'd better keep her. I think it's cheaper than making whoopee. Yeah, you better keep her. I know it's cheaper than making whoopee.
One of the ukulele greats, Ralph Shaw, making whoopee. Before that, Richard Thompson from Rumor Inside, 1952, Vincent Black Lightning, and Andrew Gunsberg with Wicked Man. It's 9:19 here at Can't Stop the Music, WRAR, 97.3 FM, Richmond, and streaming on the web at www.wrir.org. I am P. Swan, and I will be here with you until 11 o'clock, reaching into the grab bag and pulling out all kinds of tricks. Well, often we have a feature called Outsider Royalty. And this week, I thought I would share with you, I like to listen to books on CD, I do admit that. And one of the things that is making me blush and hide while driving has been listening to the book that came from the blog, Stuff White People Like. The blog started in January 2008 by Christian Lander. And I'm sure most of you have already been there, but if you haven't, there's a link on the post, and it's pretty obvious what it's stuff white people like. And I'd pretty much say it nails me and many of my friends. It's a good, I drove for 800 miles with a friend of mine, and we put this on the CD, and it had about, after about one disc, we realized we had had almost all of our conversations covered and nailed and embarrassed. So I'm just going to share this with you and let you revel in being an insider. Being read by Victor Bivine, Christian Lander's blog, Stuff White People Like.
It is worth noting that white people are expected to stay current with music and go to concerts well into their 40s. Unlike a dance or hip-hop clubs, there are a few stigmas attached to being the old guy at the club. Warning, indie music is perhaps the most dangerous subject you can discuss with white people. One false move and you will lose their respect and admiration forever. Here are some general rules. Bands that have had their songs in an Apple ad are still marginally acceptable. Bands that have had their songs in ads for other companies are not acceptable. If you mention a band you like and the other person has heard of it, you lose. They own you. It is essential that you like the most obscure music possible. Remember, popular artists can turn unpopular in a heartbeat. Ryan Adams, Bright Eyes, The Strokes. So you would be best to stick to the following statements. I love Arcade Fire. I still think the Montreal scene is the best in the world. I would die without Stereo Gum or Flux Blog. And Joanna Newsom is maybe the most original artist today. Asterisk. Never replace Stereo Gum with Pitchfork, which is one of those things that used to be cool but is now not cool. What are white people listening to? Funeral 2005, Arcade Fire. It is required for all white people to have this on their iPods at all times. Let It Be 1970, The Beatles. This is the bare minimum required for a white person iPod, though most will have the full catalog. Note, ripped from CD, as The Beatles are unavailable on iTunes. Blonde on Blonde, 1966, Bob Dylan. If forced to select one Bob Dylan album, white people choose this or Blood on the Tracks, 1975. In the Aeroplane Over the Sea, 1998, Neutral Milk Hotel. An essential white person album that never goes out of style. The Velvet Underground and Nico, 1967. The Velvet Underground. Every white person can tell you who turned them on to this album. Tiger Milk, 1966. Belle and Sebastian. White people generally have all Belle and Sebastian albums, but most will say the first was the best. London Calling, 1979, The Clash. White people all believe punk to be the most influential music of all time. Ease, 2007, Joanna Newsom. A white woman plays the harp and has difficult lyrics. A true classic. Slanted and Enchanted, 1992. Pavement, an early 90s classic that never got big enough to lose credibility. Doolittle, 1989, The Pixies. all white people love the Pixies. Period. Midnight Marauders, 1993, A Tribe Called Quest. There is no hip-hop album more loved by white people than this one.
I go for a drive, I like to pull off to the side of the road, turn out the lights, get out and look up at the sky. And I do this to remind me that I'm really, really tiny in the grand scheme of things, and sometimes this terrifies me. It's only really scary because it makes me feel serene in a way I never thought I'd be, because I've never been so grounded and so humbled and so one with everything. I am grounded, I am humbled, I am one with everything. Rock and roll is fun, but if you ever hear someone say you are huge, look at the moon, look at the stars, look at the sun, look at the ocean and the desert and the mountains and the sky. Say, I am just a speck of dust inside a giant's eye.
I am just a speck of dust inside a giant's eye.
When I saw Jean Vief, I really liked it when she said what she said about the giant and the lemmings on the cliff. She said, I like giants, especially girl giants, 'cause all girls feel too big sometimes, regardless of their size. When I go for a drive, I like to pull off to the side of the road and run and jump into the ocean in my clothes. I'm smaller than a poppy seed inside a great big bowl, and the ocean is a giant that can swallow me whole. So I swim for all salvation and I swim to save my soul, but my soul is just a whisper trapped inside a tornado. So I flip to my back and I float and I sing. I am grounded, I am humbled, I am one with everything.
I am grounded, I am humbled, I am one with everything.
So I talked to Jean-Pierre and almost cried when she said that the giant on the cliff wished that she was dead, and the lemmings on the cliff wished that they were dead. So the giant told the lemmings why they ought to live instead. When she thought up all the reasons that they ought to live instead, it made her reconsider all the sad thoughts in her head. So thank you, Jean-Pierre, because you take what is in your head. You make things that are so beautiful and share them with your friends. We all become important when we realize our goal should be to figure out our role within the context of the whole. And yeah, rock and roll is fun, but if you ever hear someone say you are huge, look at the moon, look at the stars, look at the sun, look at the ocean and the desert and the mountains and the sky, say, I am just a speck of dust inside a giant's eye.
I am just a speck of dust inside a giant's eye. I am just a speck of dust inside a giant's eye.
And I don't wanna make her cry, 'cause I like giants.
Public radio provides white people with news and information that has the proper perspective, their own. It is very important for white people to have a news source that isn't tied to profits or major corporations. Public radio has the freedom to pursue hard-hitting stories and provide the only truly objective voice in the national media. Because if a news outlet were to depend on one source for their funding, it would have to constantly produce stories that interest and reassure that group, thus making it almost worthless to people outside of that group. You are probably thinking, wait a second, doesn't public radio get most of its money through donations by white people? If so, you are right. And while this sort of explains NPR's programming choices, political bias, and staff, it's not a good idea to point it out to white people. But not everything is political. Public radio also features This American Life, hosted by Ira Glass. For white women without a television, he is considered the ideal man, ahead of Jon Stewart. The program features a collection of white people doing stories about minorities and the wrong kind of white people. It is very entertaining and is the safest and easiest way for white people to learn about these groups. There are many other shows, and literally anything you hear is an appropriate and excellent topic of conversation, provided you announce that you heard about it on NPR before approaching the subject. For example, I heard this fascinating piece on NPR about chlamydia. It got me thinking, do any of you have an STD? Normally, this would be a very offensive question, but phrased in the context of NPR, it is considered acceptable. Overall, the lesson here is that if you want your time with white people to go smoothly, there are few things you can do that are more effective than listening to public radio.
If you got a place where the grass is green, and the sky is blue, and the air is clean, and you got a church, but you never go. That's a white people thing. That's a white people thing. If you know your neighbors, and your neighbor's good, and you like your neighbor in your neighborhood, and you shake his hand, and you say hello, that's a white people thing. That's a white people thing. It's so nice to live in the suburb, where white is the absence of color. Don't look for a brother or bother a mother who votes exclusively right. That's a white people thing. And you see your neighbor when you walk at night, and you're not afraid, 'cause his face is white. But you carry a gun, 'cause you never know. That's a white people thing. That's a white people thing.
Lee Hazlewood from Cake or Death, the white people thing. A couple of cuts there from Stuff White People Like, and you can find the link to the blog on my post. And then a little bit of Kimya Dawson, I Like Giants. And I think that's really the defining sound of indie rock this year. And but I'm sure people can debate that. Let's see. You are listening to Can't Stop the Music. And WRAR thanks founding underwriter Exile this month, celebrating its 23rd anniversary, serving Richmond's creative community as an independent, locally owned business. Exile turns the trash culture of yesterday into the class culture of tomorrow by featuring unique gifts, clothes, jewelry, hair color, accessories, and housewares, both old and new. Exile is located at 935 West Gray Street. More information is available at 804-358-3348. It's 9:32. If you have something nice to tell me, you can call me at 804-649-9737. You also can reach me via Facebook. There's a Can't Stop the Music user group. I know we haven't elevated it up to a fan club, but you know, you can send me some suggestions you've got for outsider or insider royalty. And anything, again, nice you have to say. You know, since Lee Hazlewood had that you know, comment about gun carrying, that got me thinking, and then one thing always just leads to another. This is Patti Smith covering Tears for Fears, Everybody Wants to Rule the World.
Thank you. Hey, did you hear about the WRIR t-shirt design contest?
Well, I know it's for the fall fundraiser, but what's this year's theme?
This year's theme is the harvest, reaping the benefits of a rich cultural soil that is WRIR.
So it's like the Fertile Crescent before your ears.
Yeah.
Cool. What do you get if you win?
Your reward? Not only a hefty goodie bag of gifts, but also the prestige of having your design exhibited by hundreds of WRIR supporters.
And the deadline for that is 11:59 p.m. on September 7th, right?
Yeah.
We should go to WRIR.org and find out more.
Yeah, we should. Let's go.
All right.
Cool.
I've been demoralized too many times, but now I realize, no more. I'm gonna get me a gun. And all those people who put me down, you better get ready to run, 'cause I'm gonna get me a gun. I know my destiny, it's like the sun. You see the best of me when I have got my gun. I'm gonna get me a gun. I'm gonna get me a gun. And those people who put me down, you better get ready to run, 'cause I'm gonna get me a gun. And those people who put me down, you better get ready to run, 'cause I'm gonna get me a gun.
Necessary for the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Sing it with me now, a well-regulated militia, a being necessary for the security of a free state, the right of the people. It's the Second Amendment, people. It's the most important amendment. That's why it's second. For what good are the First Amendment freedoms of religion, speech, press, assembly, redress of grievances, if it can't keep a magnum in the nightstand? So we're going to sing it again, phrase by phrase. Are you ready? A well-regulated militia, you! Good. Being necessary for the security of a free state, and you! It's a hard one. That's a hard one. Because, as articulated by Justice Antonin Scalia, writing for the majority in District of Columbia versus Heller, the comma after the word state subdivides the text into two clauses, the prefatory and the operative, and renders the prefatory clause subordinate. And harder to sing. So we're going to try it again and sing it as if the words had some meaning, but not much. Necessary for the security of a free state. You! Security of a free state. Good, comma. The right of the people to keep and bear time, too, you know, because the version of the Second Amendment first passed by the House and Senate employed a lowercase p for the word people, whereas an uppercase p was employed by the version ratified by the states. And so the question has always been, are we talking about the people like we the people? Or are we talking about, you know, people like Pitta? So let's sing that again, and let's try to remember Justice Antonin Scalia and think small p. The right of the people to keep and bear arms. You! The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. You shall not be infringed. Now we're going to sing it as a round. From the midpoint over, you people on this side of the theater here, you're the hunters and sportsmen. People with a legitimate recreational interest in firearms. And you on this side, from the midpoint over here, you're the protectors of home and family. Many of whom have had extensive training in the safe handling of firearms and know not to point them at home and family. Now, the framers of the Constitution could not possibly have imagined how many rounds we could get off in a short space of time. But we're going to do just two. Just two. It's going to be hunters and sportsmen, protectors of home and family. Are you ready, hunters? Well-regulated militia. Here we go. A well-regulated protectors, a well-regulated being necessary, a being necessary. The right of the people, the right of the people shall not be, shall not. Columbines. But this is not a collective right. This is an individual right, as Justice Scalia reminds us. So we're going to sing it again. Hunters and sportsmen, protectors of home and family, crazy loner at the soundboard. Sing it again. And this time with no interference whatsoever from an o'erweening central authority. Ready, go.
Twas a year ago, November, I went out to hunt some deer on a morning bright and clear. I went and shot the maximum the game laws would allow. 2 game wardens, 7 hunters, and a cow. I was in no mood to trifle. I took down my trusty rifle and went out to stalk my prey. What a haul I made that day. I tied them to my fender and I drove them home somehow. 2 game wardens, 7 hunters, and a cow. The law was very firm, it took away my permit, the worst punishment I ever endured. It turned out there was a reason, cows were out of season, and one of the hunters wasn't insured. People ask me how I do it, and I say there's nothing to it. You just stand there looking cute, and when something moves, you shoot. And there's 10 stuffed heads in my trophy room right now. 2 game wardens, 7 hunters, and a cow. Yes, the law was very firm. It took away my permit, the worst punishment I ever endured. It turned out there was a reason. Cows were out of season, and one of the hunters wasn't insured. People ask me how I do it, and I say there's nothing to it. You just stand there looking cute, and when something moves, you shoot. And there's 10 stuffed heads in my trophy room right now. 2 game wardens, 7 hunters, and a purebred Guernsey cow.
Oh, I think of that set, especially that last number, is going out to our former Vice President Dick Cheney. Tom Lehrer, The Hunting Song, Roy Zimmerman with his sing-along Second Amendment, and Cat Stevens, I'm Gonna Get Me a Gun. 5 points for anyone who recognized that as Cat Stevens before I made the announcement. It's 9:47. You are listening to Can't Stop the Music. I am Peace One, and I am always, always, always happy to be here on Sunday nights with this zany show, bubbly, cheesy goodness, listening at the keyhole of culture. Let's see, what do we have next? Oh, the Bobettes with Speedy.
Anybody out the mine? Oh, speedy, speedy, speedy. Oh, speeding down the road. Speedy, speedy, speedy. Oh, speeding down the road. Oh, when you're rocking to your left, you're rocking to the right. Baby, you can rock until the broad daylight. Oh, speedy, speedy, speedy. Oh, baby, I love you so. Speedy, speedy, speedy. Oh, I want you to know. I love you, baby, you belong to me. I'm gonna love you for eternity. Oh, speedy, speedy, speedy. Oh, baby, I love you so. Speedy, speedy, speedy. I want you to know. I love you, speedy, and I never let you go. Speedy, yeah. Speedy, yeah.
Now that summer is here, we remind you that mosquitoes need standing water to thrive. So clean out pet dishes and bird baths often. Empty water from containers like buckets and barrels. Discard unused tires and check for clogged rain gutters. Get rid of the water.
Oh, party's over.
And you get rid of the mosquitoes.
Mosquitoes. Don't let them bug you. To learn more, contact your local health department. Visit the Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services online or click on MissouriNet.com/West Nile.
James Brown. I feel better. it's the same old bag. Oh, look out, kid, what's going down? Something new's coming to your town. More moving than any motion, cheaper than any ocean, brighter than any light. After her comes the night.
Little extra bagpipes. You are listening to bagpipes. You are listening to WRAR 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio. I am P. Swan, and this is Can't Stop the Music. We've got another hour of silliness. Putting that ear to, that curious ear to the keyhole of culture. So my regular listeners know I'm a big fan of YouTube. And my friend Bob Hallian, the jazz pianist, piano player, turned me on to Henry Hayes. He's got a few posts up there, and he's a Henry Hayes, a jazz piano player, and he is taking speeches, political speeches, and setting them, using them as jumping off points for piano composition, for improv. And these are just amazing. And he gets my award for most clever use of soundbite. And so a big thanks to Bob Hallian for turning me on to this. And I hope you enjoy these next short three selections. Henry Hay.
In case I think you may have noticed that Senator Obama's supporters have been saying some pretty nasty things about Western Pennsylvania lately. And you know,
couldn't agree with them more. I couldn't disagree with you. I couldn't agree with you more than the fact that
a vice president has a really great job, because not only are they there to support the president's agenda, they're like the team member, the teammate to that president, but also they're in charge of the United States Senate. So if they want to, they can really get in there with the senators and make a lot of good policy changes that will make life better for Brandon and his family and his classroom. And it's a great job, and I look forward to having that job.
Allow them to spend more and put more money into the economy instead of helping these big financial institutions that played a role in creating this mess.
That's why I say I, like every American I'm speaking with, we're ill about this position that we have been put in, where it is the taxpayers looking to bail out. But ultimately, what the bailout does is help those who are concerned about the health care reform that is needed to help shore up our economy, helping the... It's got to be all about job creation, too, shoring up our economy and putting it back on the right track. So health care reform and reducing taxes and reining in spending has got to accompany tax reductions and tax relief for Americans. And trade, we've got to see trade as opportunity, not as a competitive, scary thing. But 1 in 5 jobs being created in the trade sector today, we've got to look at that as more opportunity. All those things under the umbrella of job creation, this bailout is a part of that.
The one thing about the presidency is that you can only make decisions, you know, on the information at hand. You don't get to have information after you made the decision. It's not the way it works. And you stand by your decisions, and you do your best to explain why you made the decisions you made. There have been disappointments. Abu Ghraib, obviously, was a huge disappointment during the presidency. Not having weapons of mass destruction was a significant disappointment. I don't know if you want to call those mistakes or not, but they were, things didn't go according to plan, let's put it that way. Anyway, I think the historians will look back and they'll be able to have a better look at mistakes after some time has passed. I from Jake's question, there is no such thing as short-term history. I don't think you can possibly get the full breadth of an administration until time has passed. You know, where does the president's... did a president's decisions have the impact that he thought they would? Or he thought they would over time? Or how did this president compare to future presidents, given a set of circumstances that may be similar or not similar? I mean, there's... it's just impossible to do. And I'm comfortable with that. Yeah, right.
Henry Hay, that is really awesome. Well, you know, here at Can't Stop the Music, I have a real fondness for economics and finance, and so it is time for our weekly financial musings. We're going to start out with William Bell, Born Under a Bad Sign.
Just a little boy, my daddy left home. He left me and my mama to go it all alone. You know, the times were hard, but somehow we survived. Lord knows it's a mystery to me how she managed to keep us alive. Born under a bad sign, been down since I began to crawl. Oh, if it wasn't for bad luck, I wouldn't have no luck at all. Let me tell you, hard luck and trouble is my only friend. Been on my own ever since I was 10. Born under a bad sign, been down since I began to crawl. Oh, if it wasn't for real bad luck, I wouldn't have no luck at all, no. Oh, no. Listen now. didn't learn how to write. My whole life has been one big fight. Born under bad sign. Been down since I began to crawl. Oh, if it wasn't for bad luck, y'all, I wouldn't have no luck at all. I've often heard old folks say, don't give up. When the chips are down, you got to keep on pushing. So I guess I got to keep on pushing. You see, I was down, but I kind of picked myself up a little bit. Oh, and I had to dust myself off, clean myself up. And now I'm going to keep on pushing. I can't stop. Wine and women is all I crave. A big lead woman will carry me to my grave. Born under a bad sign. I've been down since I began to crawl. Oh, if it wasn't for bad luck, oh, I wouldn't have no luck at all. Oh, no luck at all, y'all. I'm gonna get myself together now. Oh, I gotta keep on pushing, y'all. Oh, it wasn't for bad luck. I wouldn't have no luck at all. I was born in July, and that's cancer. And if that ain't bad luck, glory.
Hi, everybody. My name is Merle Hazard. I'm joined tonight by Mr. Bretton Wood, my partner. We have a song for you tonight called Inflation or Deflation. It was really well received at a concert we gave last year at the IMF.
As we go through this recession, as farther down we slip, will our central bank get traction soon, or will it lose its grip? It's a mini Great Depression. Our markets went berserk. The Fed is printing trillions now, but will their efforts work? Inflation or deflation? Tell me if you can. We become Zimbabwe, or will we be Japan? Credit markets came undone and still are in distress. Will the dollars in my mattress buy much more next year or less? It's a desperate situation when you're at the zero bound. If a tree falls in a forest, is it making any sound? New money makes inflation if folks who have it spend. But if it only sits there, then the misery will not end. Inflation or deflation? The choice is looking grim. I wonder what John Maynard Keynes would say if we asked him. Inflation or deflation? Tell me if you can. We become Zimbabwe, or will we be Japan?
All alone. how people don't like in the place where they work. I think quite a few people who hates their work. Fantastic. I got an audience. You hate what? What do you say? Nothing. Right, who hates their work? So you gotta sing this one with me. This one is called I Don't Wanna Work No More. It doesn't it take, right? Hey, no, that's not the one that you're singing. I Don't Wanna Work No More is another one. Anyway, it's very easy. You learn it in 1 second, and you please, could you please sing it with me? Thank you. Because it really concerns everybody at the end of the day. And remember the rule, that's getting difficult now. You've got to clap, and you've got to sing. So, it's getting difficult. Eh, what? When I was still wee, my daddy sat me on his knees and said, if you work until you're loopy, they'll no give you a bloody trophy. Rather, your boss will know you're a pushover. And life as you know it is over. Then I went to my Sunday school teacher and he told me that even the Lord had to take a day off. And I went and told all of this to my boss, but he told me, well, get back to your work or peace off. So, why should a man have to work till he's knackered and ready for his undertaker? My boss makes me work till my fingers are bleeding, because he's a bully and he's greedy. You're gonna sing this bit. I don't wanna work no more, don't wanna work no more, don't wanna work no more. I don't wanna work no more, don't wanna work no more, don't wanna work no more. Do it again. I don't wanna work no more, don't wanna work no more, don't wanna work no more. I don't wanna work no more, don't wanna work no more, don't wanna work no more. That's like it. Well, when I was growing, I thought folks were running around to catch something exciting. I was disappointed and not at all funny to learn they were all chasing money. Money, when accumulated, will change your personality, and that is a bloody fact. It turns you from working class angels into some pretentious, ridiculous twat. So, why should a man have to work till he's knackered and ready for his undertaker? My boss makes me work till my fingers are bleeding, because he's a bully and he's greedy. Alright! I don't wanna work no more, don't wanna work no more, don't wanna work no more. I don't wanna work no more, don't wanna work no more, don't wanna work no more. Alright! Yeah! You do it by yourself now. I don't wanna work no more. Don't wanna work no more. Don't wanna work no more. I couldn't hear it. Wait a minute now. 1, 2, 3, 4.
I don't wanna work no more, don't wanna work no more, don't wanna work no more. All right, I don't wanna work no more, don't wanna
right. Thank you very much for that, folks.
Welcome to today's lottery drawing. And today's winning numbers are not yours, not yours, and another number that's not yours. And the final number is not yours.
When it comes to having money, don't rely on luck. Brew your own coffee at home instead of buying that latte. Brown bag it to work instead of ordering it. Go to feedthepig.org for more free ideas on how to save.
Feedthepig.org.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
A little sun, a little rain, a quiet place to be staying. Got your wealth when you've got your health. Shoes without socks, pants full of patches, the jacket you wear never matches. Got your wealth when you've got your health. The air is free for you, just open up your door. The sun will always shine for either rich or poor. Live and be happy, a little joy, a little laughter, a drink or two. Now and after, got your wealth when you've got your health. Sun, a little rain, a quiet place to be staying. Got your wealth when you've got your health. Shoes without socks, pants full of patches, the jacket you wear never matches. Got your wealth when you've got your health. The air is free for you, just open up your door. The sun will always shine for either rich or poor. Live and be happy, a little joy, a little laughter, a drink or two. Now and after, got your wealth when you've got your health. Got your wealth when you've got your health.
Some things in life are bad, they can really make you mad. Other things just make you swear and curse. When you're chewing on life's gristle, that grumble, give a whistle, and this'll help things turn out for the best. And always look on the bright side of life. Always look on the light side of life. If life seems jolly rotten, there's something you've forgotten, and that's to love and smile and dance and sing. When you're feeling in the dumps, don't be silly chumps, just purse your lips and whistle, that's the thing. And
always look on the bright side of life.
Must always face the curtain with a bow. Forget about your seat, give the audience a grin. Enjoy it, it's your last chance anyhow.
So always look on the bright side of death. Just before you draw your terminal breath.
Life's a piece of ish. When you look at it, life's a laugh and death's a joke, it's true. You'll see it's all a show, keep them laughing as you go. Just remember that the last laugh is on you.
Always look on the bright side of life. Yeah, that's our, either that or look on the silly side of life. That was Monty Python. Before that, Buddy Stewart with Got Your Wealth. Roberto Cassani, I think of him kind of based on his accent as kind of the Italian Ivan Horofsky. I Don't Want to Work No More, Everybody Sing. Yo Umbrella with Capitalism, and Merrill Hazard, a Can't Stop the Music hero with Inflation or Deflation. That's what we had to say about money this week. You are listening to WRAR 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio. Check out my post on our website, and I will put up the podcast this week. I've been putting them up. I think we've got weeks, months of podcasts up there. So if you are scrolling through the website and see a show that you regret missing, go to radioforall.net and look up Can't Stop the Music, and you will find... You'll be able to find that show. I've gotten most of this year up. So, and if you have questions about how to, where to find a show again, you can find me on Facebook under Can't Stop the Music. Did I give you the time? 10:29. Well, that's the time. So we're going to just kind of wander through the grab bag and enjoy the last half hour. We're going to, I've been thinking a lot about Lamb Chop, and I think about them, that band from Nashville, as being using the largest number of people to make the quietest sound. This is from their record, Hank, I'm a Stranger Here.
Gonna find me a fare. hitched up my buggy and saddled my black mare. Gonna find me a fair deal in this world somewhere. 'Cause I'm a stranger here. I'm a stranger everywhere. I would go home, but honey, I'm a stranger there.
Thank you.
start in life's game. And suddenly it happened. I lost every dime. But I'm richer by far. With a satisfied mind. Thank you.
Yola Tango, Stockholm Syndrome. Before that, John Cale, Hanky Panky Know How, Lucinda Williams with Satisfied Mind. It's 10:44. You are listening to Can't Stop the Music. I am P. Swan, and I've still got 16 minutes to cram in all kinds of energy. So I thought we've kind of brought all our heartbeats down, and we're really mellow. And I think it's time for us to start dancing because, you know, as the boss says, you always leave them dancing. So I think we're going to swing our hips for the last sets here. I can't stop the music. Les Humphrey Singers with Rumba Samba, but you'll recognize it in its true form.
Captured by your smile, but I could not catch your eye. Now I stand here helplessly, hoping you'll get into me. I am so into you, I can't think of nothing else. So into you, I can't think of nothing else. Thinking of how it's gonna be whenever I get you next to me. It's gonna be good, don't you know? Gonna love you all over, over and over.
Si sospechas que es veneno, entonces llámanos. Marca 1-800-222-1222. El veneno es algo que no debes tocar. Recetas viejas, productos para el hogar. Si tragas un veneno, te podemos ayudar. Llama pronto al Poison Control Center. La gente en quien confiar.
Para urgencias por envenenamiento o preguntas, el Poison Control Center puede ayudarte noche y día. Es gratis y confidencial. Aunque nunca nos necesites, pon este número junto al teléfono.
1-800-222-1222. 1-800-222-1222. Si sospechas que es veneno, entonces llámanos. Marca 1-800-222-1222.
Baby, go Ruby.
much I care. And when you put your arms around me, I get the fever that's so hard to bear. You give me fever. Aye. When you kiss me, fever, when you hold me tight. Fever in the morning, fever all through the night. Everybody got the fever, that is something you all know. Tener fiebre no es de ahora, hace mucho tiempo que empezó. You give me fever, ay. When you kiss me, fever, when you hold me tight. Fever in the morning, fever all through the night. Everybody, 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 everybody got the fever, that is something you all know. Mucho tiempo que empezó, ay. Hace mucho tiempo que empezó, ay. Hace mucho tiempo que empezó.
Sugar poppy, baby, you're sugar pimp. I like it sweet and low too, but I'm no artificial sweetener, nah. Come on, let me take you around the world. I got my platinum metro card. We can go underground, undercover, under your wear. Cause with my looks, I can't be seen in public, nah. Come on, don't lie to me. I know Latin girls love their coffee with a whole lot of sugar. And giving sugar is my business. Marinate on that like marmalade, baby.
Lo que tú quieres que te compre un anillito, una casa con piscina y un perrito. Nena, yo te amo y te necesito, pero no puedo más con tus requisitos. Mira bien adentro de tu corazón y verás que yo sí tengo la razón. Que el amor verdadero vale más que un millón, más que un millón.
Give me my sugar, baby.
yo quiero que me des un requecito. Déjate llevar un paseíto. Ponte los headphones y cierra tus ojitos. Tu cuerpo es mar y el mío un velerito. Mírame más dentro de tu corazón. Y verás que yo sí tengo la razón. Que con el dinero del mundo no alcanza para comprar amor.
Sugar Daddy Azuka with Yorba Buena bringing us that. That is one of my all-time favorite songs. Before that, La Lupe with Fever. And it's 10:56. I am Peace One. I am wrapping up Can't Stop the Music and leaving you in the able hands of Matt and Jack with Mixtape Mixtape. They've got all kinds of equipment here. I saw an actual cassette go into the cassette player and a laptop and crutches, and they've got it all here. I'm sure they've got cell phones, Palm Pilots, remote controls. They're doing it all for you. So keep it locked right here at WRAR. And I'll be back next week with more foolishness. But I'm going to leave you with Pete Rodriguez with I Like It Like That.
Thank you.